Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome once again to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us today, and hope you're doing well. Hope you're involved in sports some way. It's a great way to get away from the trials and troubles of the world, isn't there? You read a lot about things that are going on in the sports world that are bad, but when you get out a chance and you can play some of the outdoor activities, and I know here during wintertime that's kind of tough to do, but when you get a chance to play sports, it really takes a lot of the pressure off. How about the Super Bowl? New England Patriots winning for, what was it, the sixth time? Tom Brady's sixth Super Bowl. And it's time now to move on. And when we move on to different sports. And I'm particularly ready for baseball. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for baseball. And it seems as though there's not a big gap between the fact that when football and the Super Bowl ends and then you get ready to start spring training, as the baseball players in mid-February head to their camps, and before long, warm weather will be here, and we will be into baseball. But we have with us today a guy who's involved in all sports. He is the Associate Athletic Director at Purdue University, and his name is Lee DeLeon. Lee DeLeon, and he's kind of an entrepreneur in many ways, although it's been in the athletics field. He's been with a number of different universities. Mainly, he came from Abilene Christian, which is a Division III school, and he made the jump from Abilene Christian all the way to be the Associate Athletic Director at Purdue University, particularly in charge of the John Purdue Club, which is kind of that group of people that come together to make sure that sports works at a place like Purdue. And Purdue's being very successful. Their basketball team, their women's basketball team is good. Their men's basketball team is successful. And they've redone Mackey Arena. They've redone Ross-Ade Stadium. And if you ever get a chance to be around Lafayette, Indiana, and you go to any sort of Purdue athletic event, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. The football team is definitely on the way up with Jeff Brohm as the head football coach, who gave up the opportunity to go to Louisville to stay at Purdue because I think he saw the success there. And a lot of what goes on behind the scenes is of course what makes athletics at any major university successful. And that's where Lee DeLeon comes in because, well, quite honestly, he's got one of the tougher jobs, and that's being a fundraiser, not just asking for small amounts of money, which I'm sure he would accept, but also getting those big gifts that help make things happen. So our guest is Lee DeLeon. We're going to talk a little bit about Purdue and talk a little bit about him, not just what he does athletically, but also about where he's at spiritually in his walk with Jesus Christ. So we'll take a break and be back, and we'll talk to Lee DeLeon, the Assistant Athletic Director from Purdue University. Back after this, you're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us. And today our guest is Lee DeLeon. Is that right, DeLeon?
It's perfect.
DeLeon, he's the Executive Senior Associate Athletic Director and the Assistant Vice President for Development at Purdue University. Lee, thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
What exactly is your role at Purdue?
I oversee fundraising for the athletics department, and so we have an organization that's been around for 60 years called the John Purdue Club, and we have about 7,500 members who faithfully support Purdue student-athletes financially, and it's my job to oversee that operation. We have 15 staff members, and our job is to serve our members, and make sure they feel good about their investment in Purdue athletics, and make sure that they feel connected to our student-athletes and the things that we're doing on our campus, and make sure that they continue to support us financially to help us take Purdue athletics to the next level.
Is every day a little different for you, or is it kind of a one-time thing, fundraising?
But no, every day is
different. A lot more than fundraising, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's relationship building first and foremost, and developing a rapport with our donors and our members to make sure that they feel comfortable supporting what we ask them to support. You know, I think a good way to summarize what we do is we match donors' passions with our biggest needs. And so trying to find people that want to help Purdue Athletics want to move us forward, but also in ways that we need help, you know, in certain buildings or scholarships or initiatives that we're prioritizing in the athletic department. So every day is different. Every donor is different. You know, even here this morning in Grand Rapids, I met with a couple here that has supported us for many years and was able to spend time getting to know them. And their story and why they support Purdue Athletics is completely different from the story of other supporters of Purdue Athletics. And so it's all about finding their passions, developing those relationships of trust, and then being willing to ask them to support us in new ways.
You came from Abilene Christian, Abilene, Texas. I told you beforehand, I've kind of been to Abilene, Texas. Nice town, kind of out there, so to speak.
No doubt.
What a jump, though, from Abilene Christian to Purdue. What differences have you noticed?
Well, a lot of differences. You know, the people in Abilene were amazing, and Abilene Christian University is a very special place that will always have a special spot in my heart. But the first big difference is just the numbers, right? So the budget for Abilene Christian is about $15 million. The budget for Purdue Athletics is about $95 million. So $80 million difference in the amount of money spent on the athletics department. The number of employees we had at Abilene Christian was 85, and at Purdue it's like 200. And so just the size of the operation is different. The dollars spent on your student athletes are different. The dollars raised. You know, we had a great year last year. At Abilene Christian, we raised $10 million. Well, at Purdue, they raised almost $41 million. Mm. So it's a very big difference in those regards. But in the end, you're still doing the same thing, which is supporting student athletes and providing them with a first-class experience and making sure that they graduate and compete for championships.
There's no doubt about it. You are a change maker. You change the culture at Abilene Christian. By the way, you're the youngest AD, youngest Division I AD in the country.
Yeah, I was, which was an honor, but I was probably a little bit in over my head as well, you know, right place, right time type of deal. And, you know, sometimes the best way to learn how to swim is just to get thrown into the deep end of a pool. And that's what I did. I was 33 years old, you know, had no idea what I was doing, got thrown into the deep end and learned to swim. And it was an amazing experience for me, and I had a blast, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, and you did two things at Abilene Christian that were amazing. Like I said, you were a change maker. First of all, you take the school from Division II to Division I. That would be a big leap.
It was a huge undertaking. They had made the decision probably 3 years before I got there. And then the process is a 4-year process, and I came in year 2 of the 4-year process. And so we had a lot of work to do to get across the finish line there in year 4 of the transition. And the NCAA, they take that stuff seriously, and you have to prepare an incredible amount of documentation, and do you have to show your investment that you can not only compete at the Division I level, but that you can sustain competing at the Division I level. And so a lot of effort and time went into that, but it was extremely rewarding when it was all said and done and we were able to start competing for championships. And, you know, I remember our women's cross country team in the fall of last year was the first team to go and compete at the NCAA level. You know, during the 4-year transition, you can't. You're ineligible for postseason competition. And so that was quite a thrill when we had our first two runners advance to the NCAA championships. And, you know, they're competing with Texas and Oregon and Florida and everybody else. And that was a pretty rewarding experience.
Yeah, and the other thing that you did, and of course you didn't do it individually, was the football stadium. First time in 50 years,
yep,
you moved football on campus. That had to be not just a major challenge from a fundraising standpoint, but from an emotional standpoint, that had to bringing football to the campus of Abilene Christian.
It was incredibly fulfilling. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity, Tom, that I will forever cherish. You know, like the Division I transition, that was already in the works when I got there, so I can't take credit for making it happen. But when I got there, the architects that we had, we were unhappy with that relationship, and we decided to make a change. And so we started all over from scratch. And so I got to select the architect and select the contractors and help design it and really put you know, my touch on the project, which was really, really neat. And so for the next, you know, 2.5 years, we worked tirelessly to get this thing done. It ended up being a $53 million project. We raised $43 million of that, and so the last $10 million is still ongoing. But the first game, which was September 16th of 2017, we sold out the game. We won. And they gave me Houston Baptist, and they gave me the game ball afterwards. And,
wow.
It was an amazing experience. And then after the team huddled up and celebrated and we prayed together, they left and you know, people were mingling on the field and then eventually they left. And then there was this moment, I just kind of sat there on the sideline on the bench and the stadium had pretty much cleared out. And I just sat there and I was just like, wow, you know, we did it. You know, this is a moment and an experience I'll never forget.
When you step into the arena, football arena in Texas, there is no bigger, I don't think, any state in the union that thinks more about football. Yeah. So now at Abilene Christian, even in some of the early games, are you ready to go up against the Baylors, the Texas Longhorns,
That's
and some
right.
of those?
Yeah, that was... you know, that they had been Division II for forever and had been very successful at Division II, playing against schools like Grand Valley State here. And so anyways, to go Division I and now to start competing against schools like Baylor, who they played this year, I scheduled them to play Texas A&M in 2020. I scheduled them to play Mississippi State next season. It was really fun to get to be a part of that and just to elevate the program to new heights. And I hired the coach there. This is his second season, and that was a really neat experience getting to hire a head football coach for the first time. Talk about exhausting. That was an exhausting process. But I was there for 3.5 years, learned an unbelievable amount about college athletics in all areas. But I missed being, you know, in the big time. You know, and Purdue is definitely in the big time. I mean, every week you're playing, you know, Michigan, Nebraska, Penn State, Ohio State. And I had grown up and started out my career at Power Five schools. I did my undergrad at Notre Dame, my master's at Texas A&M, and my internship at LSU. And so my first three, you know, experiences in college athletics were at Power Five conference schools. And, you know, over the last 13 years working my way up the industry, you know, I had the opportunity to be kind of a small fish in a big pond at Arizona, where I was there from 08 to 11. And then a big fish in a small pond at New Mexico as the associate AD, and then at Abilene Christian as the athletic director. But I hadn't ever been a big fish in a big pond. And so that was a glaring hole in my resume. And so I decided to come to Purdue to have the opportunity to be in a leadership role as an executive senior associate AD at a big time Power Five, you know, conference school like Purdue. And it's been awesome.
Lee De Leon is our guest. He's the executive senior associate athletic director and the assistant vice president for development now at Purdue University, coming in from Abilene Christian. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear more from Lee. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. We're spending some time here at the Power Up Sports Ministry Conference, getting a chance to talk to Lee De Leon, who is the Associate Senior Athletic Director at Purdue and the Assistant Vice President for Development. Check my research. You grew up in the Houston area.
That's right. Yeah,
so Houston. And you've been in New Mexico, Arizona, yep. Houston, LSU.
Yep.
Now suddenly, I know you went to school at Notre Dame.
I'm back
in
the Midwest.
You're back in the Midwest. What's the major challenges for you and your family as you come back to the Midwest?
Yeah, just being far from home has been tough. You know, we're 15 hours from my family in Houston, and then my wife's family is in Dallas. And so, you know, it's hard being away from your support system, but the opportunity to be at Purdue was just too good to pass up. And the people in West Lafayette have really embraced my family and me and welcomed us with open arms. You know, we're still trying to learn to understand the culture. It's different from the South, and, you know, I'm having to adapt and adjust in a few ways, but the people have been great, and the passion and love that they have of Purdue athletics makes it all worth it, you know.
I know one thing that an element that you bring that maybe is not brought to a number of others is your passion for Jesus Christ. I also saw that you said your professional goal is to be a Division I AD and to make an impact for Jesus Christ. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, when I was in college, back at Notre Dame, I had a friend of mine named Todd Engstrom, who was a Young Life leader, but also an incredibly talented chemistry student. He was first in his class and at Notre Dame, and one of the top chemistry students in the country. And I asked him, "Hey, are you going to pursue this ministry thing, you know, through Young Life, or are you going to go into chemistry?" And he said, "You know, Lee, it doesn't matter what I choose, because I'm going to serve the Lord regardless." And that was very freeing to me because I thought, okay, I have to go into ministry to serve the Lord in my profession, but that wasn't the case. And so now I was like, okay, wow, I can actually pursue my passion of college sports and serve Jesus. And that was just this kind of aha moment for me. And so my personal mission statement is to make an impact for Jesus Christ through college athletics. And I've really enjoyed that opportunity, taking advantage of that opportunity in the last 14 years. God gives you a platform that with college sports. And when you're working in the athletic department or you're an athletic director, people listen to what you have to say and you have a chance to impact their lives. And so it's been a blessing to be used by the Lord over the last 14 years, working full time in this industry, and hope He continues to use me.
Do you find that when you go into a Purdue and you're looking for a job and you're talking to them, do you keep that kind of in the background, or do you make it upfront that Jesus Christ is the center of my life?
No, I was pretty upfront about it on my interview with the athletic director and my interview with the John Purdue Club staff, which now reports to me. I spoke very freely and openly about my faith. You know, I started a ministry called ADs for Christ, and that's a way to connect Christian athletic directors and aspiring athletic directors across the country. And I'm very open about that ministry, and I talk about that passion of mine. I post on that about that on social media. And so, you know, people are very aware of where I stand spiritually, and that's a big part of my life. And hey, if it's going to scare them away, then don't hire me. You know, I make it pretty obvious up front that this is who I am. And luckily, they were still interested in hiring me and giving me this opportunity. And, you know, I can't be as overt about my faith here at Purdue as I was at Abilene Christian. So I have to be a little bit more strategic and understated. But I still feel like God's continuing to open doors for me. And we were able to organize a FCA Bible study with Purdue Athletics Department staff and coaches, and that's never been done before. And I feel like God's using me to get that ministry going. And we meet on Wednesday mornings at 7:30 before work. And my bosses know about it, and they're aware of it, and they support it.
Tell me a little bit, too, about when Jesus Christ first came into your life.
It's interesting, Tom. You know, I grew up in a Christian household. My dad was Catholic. My mom was Baptist. And so you know, I became a Christian when I was 5 years old at Vacation Bible School, but grew up going to Catholic church, went to Mass every Sunday until I was in my mid-20s. And then after being at Notre Dame for 4 years and studying theology and learning about Catholicism, I really decided it's actually not for me, and had to really kind of reevaluate where I wanted to worship and how I wanted to worship. And met my wife, Lacey. She took me to Central Baptist Church in College Station, Texas, when I was getting my master's at A&M. And it just opened my eyes to a whole new world of, you know, the Protestant church and how different it was from Catholicism and Catholic Mass that I was used to. And I loved it. And I just felt immediately comfortable and reinvigorated. And so my wife and I, when I was at University of Houston, we joined Houston's First Baptist Church. But to join the church, you had to be baptized. And they told me that my Catholic baptism didn't count. And so I was rebaptized at age 25 and you know, took a public profession of faith and got baptized in front of the whole congregation. And, you know, it was a hard conversation to have with my dad that, hey, I'm officially leaving the Catholic Church and getting rebaptized. But surprisingly, he took it okay, and he came to my baptism, and that meant a lot to me. And so I've been a Christian since I was 25, but really started taking it a lot more seriously in high school And then God started, you know, tugging at my heart towards the end of college that maybe, you know, he wanted me to pursue another denomination, and I chose the Baptist church and got rebaptized at 25.
Passion is something that comes up whenever I look at your resumes, whenever I look at your research, particularly passion for athletics. One of the things I saw was you weren't an athlete,
no.
You weren't a coach, you're a fan.
That's right.
A passionate fan. How does that work as an advantage to you at a major campus like Purdue?
Yeah, I think I can relate to our fans, and I can relate to our donors, and I can relate to our alumni because that's how I grew up. You know, there's just something about college sports that brings people together, that inspires people, that unifies people, and I've always had a profound appreciation for the world of college athletics, and I've given my whole life to it, and will continue to do so. And my dad told me growing up that, you know, Lee, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I love what I do. I would do it for free. It's a passion of mine, but it's also a ministry, like we talked about earlier. And the way that I'm able to combine my love of sports, college sports in particular, with my love of Jesus and the ability to make an impact for him, it's a match made in heaven, and I'm so grateful to get to do it every day.
Lee De Leon, it's been great having you on, and you're the senior associate athletic director. I know you're going to enjoy being in Purdue and Purdue sports, even as you take that into your fundraising. I wonder, though, if you could leave us, and I didn't prepare you with this, but do you have a favorite verse? Do you have a verse that kind of comes to mind?
I've always liked Matthew 5:16, you know, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I've always thought that, you know, there's going to be times where I can verbalize my faith, and there's going to be times where I can't. And I just pray that my light will shine in a way that people are drawn closer to Jesus. When they see me, when they interact with me, that they feel better, that I lift their spirits, and that they say, man, there's just something about that guy and the joy that is in his heart. And I just hope and pray that I can bring a contagious level of energy and enthusiasm and passion for life so that when people are around me, they can see my light shining, and they can want to know about my God and why I'm as passionate as I am about him.
Lee, thanks so much. It certainly gives a new perspective to Purdue, and the new phrase, boiler up. Right?
That's right. Boiler up. Thank you for your time.
All right. Lee De Leon is the Executive Senior Associate Athletic Director and the Assistant Vice President for Development, Purdue University. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Lee De Leon. And we've got a lot more Christian athletes coming up from a lot of different sports. And I hope that you'll check us out at our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com. And the great thing about our website is that if you miss a show and you're looking for something to do on a walk on a warm spring day, and there will be warm spring days, if you're looking to do something and you want to listen to something, these are about 30 minutes long from the time we come on the air until the time we exit it. And that's a good walk, a 30-minute walk. So you ought to get your pod, whatever device you have, you can go, you can download it, and just listen as you go along. And I'm sure that you'll enjoy it. And enjoy all the different people that we have on Face to Face. I'm sure that you'll enjoy that. Once again, our website is at facetofaceradio.com. Facetofaceradio.com, just like it sounds. Check us out. And also, there's a place there. If you'd like to see the ministry of Face to Face continue, you can donate. We are a tax deductible organization, 501c3. And you can send a check. Just send it through the website, or you can also send it by mail at Post Office Box 125, Columbus, Indiana, 47202. and we hope that you'll do that. Hey, as we close it out today, I want to take you to a verse in the Bible that's Romans 8:28, and this might be applicable to the life of Lee De Leon. We are assured and we know, and this is amplified, that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to those who love God and are called according to His guide, according to His design and purpose. All things work together for good to those that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana, 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.